to make it fit. Hang on here. Give me one moment here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Beto?
Yes, me.
Hey, Beto. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
Not really, man. I mean, I've kind of been explained it, like, 3 times today.
Oh. Well, what's preventing you from moving forward?
Like I told her, I mean, the first one was, I hate to say it, but it sounded like a scam call kind of deal. And then the second one, the guy just said what?
They were, like, foreigners?
Yeah, but I mean, it's usually how it is, but then the second, was that the salesman kind of guy? It sounded like he was trying to sell me something, and I'm not really a fan of that kind of talk.
Well, I mean, it would result in a transaction, for sure. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is kind of normal. I can understand that, though. People call me and then try to convince me to sign up for something, I'm kind of like, but... As a business owner, that's how it felt. Yeah, but as a business owner, that's the only way you get, like, these types of tools, you know, is they're going to contact you about it and offer it to you. You know, the reason we were calling you is, and probably them too, you know, the Google partners do all get the list, so it might have been a Google partner that contacted you earlier. But we do see that you're using Home Advisor by Angie, and those guys, I mean, they use Google to get the leads that they're selling to you now. So they're basically doing this in order to get leads. But they sell the leads to like 4 or 5 of you. And I know they charge you even if you don't get the job necessarily because it's like pay per lead, not pay per job. So, you know, when we see somebody who's using that service on our qualified candidates list for the first page placement, we kind of go for those guys first, you know, because it just makes more sense if we list you independently and just let people call you directly. You don't have to deal with the leads going to like 3 or 4 other people or getting charged for every lead, you know, whether you get the job or not. So, you know, it usually makes more sense for you guys. And for us, we had a lot of success with people who have used that service in the past. They always like being on the first page usually, and they don't have a problem continuing to stay with us month in and month out. So. Hopefully they didn't bother you too much or put a bad taste in your mouth, but, you know, obviously being found by your customers, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. As far as costs, as I mentioned, I'm pretty sure Tara probably mentioned it to you too. It's all month to month, so we just go 30 days at a time. We want you guys coming back at your own will each month. Since you already have your own website, we won't have to build one for you. It's just a matter of verifying your Google listing and then doing the optimization for the placement. You know, I could do everything at $249 on a month-to-month basis. So it's a little more than $8 a day. That'll list you on the first page for 15 keywords. So like painting and drywall would just be 2 of them. We list you for 15.
Right.
And then you can hand select those, but we also have a system called Google Analytics that lets us kind of see what people are searching the most. So we'll have recommendations for you in a client interview, you know, if you decide to move forward. And then there is a tracking system too, so we'll be able to show you like all the calls and the leads that we're bringing in each month. So you'll know specifically like what's coming from that first page placement.
You said how much was it? You said 240?
It's 249 exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no other charges. We don't charge per lead or click or call. So that 249 would cover you for the entire month of service. All the leads that come with it is just a part of it.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
You got 100 calls. Your bill's the same. I'm not saying you're going to get 100 calls, you know, but or that you'd even want to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you you're going to get a certain amount of clients. Even though the guys that are up there get calls every day, we're not supposed to tell you, oh, you're going to get 20 customers. They just don't want us to, like, overpromise to you. And then you're like, hey, I got 15. Cancel. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for somebody we can build with and work with long term. If I could approve a pricing structure like that, that's about half of what they normally charge for Google Places for this service area, for the painting category. Is this something you could see a value in doing for PTO Painting and Drywall LLC?
Well, yeah. I think I like that. Plus, because we already have the Angie Leaps account. I just started all this, like, today, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we caught you at a good time. You could probably still get out of that before you get too deep into it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I do like the idea of, like, not having to pay for leads that I don't possibly get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they kind of advertise it as almost like it's pay per job, but it's pay per lead. So it's like you pay for every lead. Sometimes I've had guys tell me like the phone numbers are just kind of like a dead line. So they have no way of even verifying it was a lead because the person never answered the phone, but then they get charged like 50, 60 bucks for it, you know?
Yeah, supposedly you gotta just call back within the 24 hours if it doesn't work out, but yeah.
Yeah, they let you dispute
them. It was a little strange.
Yeah, they let you dispute them, but it's, like, at their own discretion if they're going to... And they don't really refund you either. They just, like, give you a credit. So they're like, hey, we'll give you another lead, you know, since that one didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked with a lot of people who've used them in the past. That's why I'm saying usually it makes more sense for us to contact you guys first, especially somebody who's used that for a while. They're usually already ready to, like, do something different. They don't want to pay per lead forever. If you're a new company, though, and you're just getting started, like, it's not a bad idea to get, you know, to use it just to get your feet wet. But if you're 15 years in business, then, I mean, last thing you want to be doing is paying 3-4 lead fees for each conversion or job that you get.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, at the same time, it sounds nice, but... I don't know, because we're already in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're already kind of hooked in with a couple contractors, and you know, we're receiving other houses on the side, like owners, and like, yeah, it's cool. I want a little bit more leads for us, but
also the long term comfortable too. You know, like having a verified Google listing. That's huge, you know? People know that you're a legitimate business. And then having your reviews, like, if we had all those reviews built up over the last, like, it says you've been in business 15 years. I mean, if you had that Google business profile built up, you'd have a monopoly, basically, at this point. But because we haven't been documenting all that, getting those reviews, getting that Google business profile, it's a lot of missed opportunity there, you know? And, you know, obviously, we'll build the Google business profile, and you keep that even if you left us. So, like, even if you tried it for a couple months and then you decided, oh, this is too much, you know, maybe I want to, like, scale back a little bit and just, you know, not have myself on page one. You could do that. There's no cancellation fee penalty, and you keep all your reviews, your Google business profile, all the content that was created through us.
Gotcha.
So we don't go delete that. We just stop doing the optimization so you won't see yourself on the first page of the search results for your services anymore.
Gotcha. So wait, you say after not paying that, the company name just kind of comes off the first page?
Yeah, you won't be on the first page of the search results anymore if you stop paying, like if you canceled the service. But you still are findable. Like, people will still be able to look up BTO Painting and Drywall LLC and, like, see your reviews and, you know, they'll see your site, everything up there. They'll see that you're a Google verified contractor, so they know that you're, like, you're real, you know. So all stuff stays with you. We don't go and, like, delete anything other than we just stop doing the optimization. So they won't see on the first page of the search results if they just type in painting contractor, but... People who are looking you up to verify who you are will still be able to find you. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way I could show you how well it works?
Yeah. I mean, I'm down for that, I think.
I think you'll love it. Honestly, after like a month or two of this, I wouldn't be surprised if you canceled the Angie's, our home advisor program, and just used Google to generate the leads for you.
Yeah, that might be a bit better.
It'll definitely be better. It's apples and oranges, you know. You're not getting a bill for every phone call, so this is kind of nice. It's like you pay it once, right, and then you have a whole month to be able to evaluate it. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, I think this is just fine.
Okay, so the 252-227-2795?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of the card that we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
2855
Bradshaw Lane. Bradshaw Lane. And that's in Greenville? Okay, 27858?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have the option, you can hide the address if you don't want to have it displayed to, like, the general public.
No, yeah, I'd rather not have it because, I mean, it's not somewhere I need, like, clients to be seen, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
it's not really necessary for them to know.
Yeah, we're just going to use it to send you the PIN. I'll hide the street address.
All right,
I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. It'll still say, like, on your listing, city, state, and zip, so they'll be able to see Greenville, North Carolina, and the zip code on there, but, like, the actual street address will be hidden. And then that little red dot on the map will be, like, so vague that they can't actually, like, you don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your door.
All right.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Beto?
Last name is Jimenez.
Jimenez?
J-I-M as in mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I grew up in Southern California. My lady's Latino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got those
okay.
Things down.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people around here did not get that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty white, so if you see me, you'd probably think not, but both my sons are bilingual. Like, she basically just speaks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then so a little bit of both, but I'm not really like confident with just walking into like a house, her or like on Christmas we go to her family's house. I'm not really like comfortable just like trying to speak Spanish to everybody, so they help me out. It's pretty broken.
Okay. Hey, no. Yeah. Hey, I got one thing to tell you really quick.
Uh-huh.
I came out here. I need to pick up a car. I got like 10 minutes before this place closes.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I'll do this really
quickly.
I'll
pick it up and whatever.
And schedule the client interview for tomorrow, and then we'll circle back to do the client interview. Let's just create the listing, secure the placement. That way we can take it off the board, and we don't have to worry about them trying to give it to another painting contractor in the area. And then we could do, like, the client interview portion tomorrow at a set time. Okay?
That's cool with me.
All right, what's your business email address where I could send you the receipt and everything in writing?
I'll just use my own because I can just have that on my phone at the moment. I don't have the business email. It's at the computer, but I prefer my
own. We're not going to, like, direct clients to this. This is more so for us to send you the paperwork for the placement, and then also there's, like, a Google verification form that you're going to have to fill out and send in, and then I'll send you the receipt so you can write it off later.
Okay, that's perfect. So the email is Beto Jimenez,
mm-hmm.
c3@gmail.com.
C as in cat?
Yep.
And then the number 3?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then at gmail.com. Okay, and then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
Like, what do you mean, like Monday through Friday kind of deal?
Yeah, like the hours they're going to see on your Google business profile. It'll have like an open and close icon on there too, so it'll like let them know. Like,
you say like Monday through Saturday, let's say 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Cool. Sunday close?
Yeah.
All right. And then for the client interview, usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they're going to walk you through it. So they'll ask you, like, all the services you provide, the service area cover, and then some basic questions about the business, like mission statement, slogan, things like that, just to help us create it.
Okay.
What's a good time tomorrow where we could do that?
I'd say lunchtime, maybe 12 to 2, around there.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm working through lunch, and other times I'm free.
Okay, I'll set it between 12 and 1, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, let me know, and then I could kind of, like, move it back or adjust it as needed.
Yeah, that works. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get a calendar invitation, too. So you'll get a calendar invite, and then you'll get a text 1 hour before.
All right. Yeah, that works.
Since you have Gmail, it'll give you the calendar invitation. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Card. Okay. Kind of, or is that what you meant?
Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Oh, no, it's under my dad's name. The card?
Yeah.
It's under his name, but I don't...
Okay. Are you an authorized user on this card?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using it every day.
Okay. Like, I'm not going to get your dad calling me angry, you know, cussing me out.
No, don't. If he cusses somebody out, it's going to be me.
Okay. All right. And then, is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for you whenever you are.
4400.
4400.
6690.
6690.
9545.
9545.
7289.
7289. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration 0627.
6 of 27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
945.
Okay. So you're going to get two forms of verification. One's going to be for your Google verification, so you got to fill that one out. And then the other one's going to have a full outline of the agreement for the placement in writing. And then you have to sign on the bottom of that. Okay? It will, everything's going to come across as your name. The card is supposed to match. You said the card's under his name?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his first name?
Mine. It's Heriberto.
Heriberto Jimenez?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Let me adjust this. Yeah, because it was saying, like, name does not match with cardholder, so it kind of, like, red flagged it.
I got you.
Yeah, it's not letting me send over your verification letter. That's why I'm like, wait a minute. Almost done, though. I'll get you in there. I know you said 10 minutes, about right, 5 minutes just, ago.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Just process. All right. And then you'll get the receipt, outline of the agreement in writing. The client interview is scheduled already in the calendar, so you'll see that between 12 and 1. And then, like I said, we'll text you at 11 o'clock. This payment is set up to renew each month on the 15th day, but you're going to keep that discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up or change.
Okay.
I've actually locked you in at that discounted rate. You guys could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. We always ask that you try to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within within a reasonable period of time. Okay. So we understand if you're missing some calls.
Yeah.
There's a tracking system that'll save their information. I'll show you the tracking system at the end of the client interview tomorrow. But I'll text you my direct number and extension right now. And then I know you got to get into this job, but if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you feel like you're missing something, just call back in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.